It's been said that the only people who drink rye are old men sitting alone down at the end of the bar. The whiskey from the rye grain once was America's favorite. It's what most distilleries made before Prohibition. Then after repeal in 1933, bourbon made from corn became more popular. Over the last 5 years, though, rye sales, while still small, have tripled, with lots of new distillers cropping up. Here's a rye report from NPR's Noah Adams.
One of the old favorite ryes is Sazerac, famous in New Orleans, now made in Frankfort, Kentucky, at the Buffalo Trace Distillery. These are barrels of bourbon at Buffalo Trace being opened after years of aging. Bourbon is indeed the real business at Buffalo Trace. Rye whiskey is only a drop of production. But rye has become worth an extra few days of distilling and some marketing.
I hear from bartenders from New York City to San Francisco, L.A. and Chicago.
The phone calls come in asking, where can I get some Sazerac? Chris Comstock of Buffalo Trace tries to help. He knows the bartenders want a good rye for the classic cocktails.
It's got so much flavor that when you mix it in a Manhattan, for an example, flavor of the whiskey doesn't get diluted by the vermouth or the bitters, the other ingredients.
Or you could drink rye whiskey neat by itself in a shot glass or with ice. The fans of rye say it's more interesting than bourbon or scotch, with complex notes of citrus and flowers.
You're going to smell some rye mash, and you'll notice how fruity it is when we walk in the door of the distillery. Boom.
Chris Morris is the master distiller at Woodford Reserve near Versailles, Kentucky.
A lot of noise in here because we are steaming a fermenter, finishing a cook.
Woodford Reserve is well known for its Distiller's Select bourbon. Chris Morris has his signature on every bottle. That production takes up most of the year, but a while back, Woodford started setting aside 3 weeks in the fall to make rye instead of bourbon. It's a different essence in the air.
Rye has more of a grassy character, and corn, hard to describe. It smells like you're in a cornfield. So this definitely has that rye aroma.
The whiskey that was distilled this October at Woodford goes into barrels of white oak that have been charred for flavor, and then to sleep, aging for 7 years. The oldest barrels, already in the warehouse, should be ready by 2016. The bottle label will read Red Rye Select. Chris Morris says Woodford decided to make rye before the uptrend.
Because it takes us so long to craft our product, it looks like we're following, and we actually believe we were a leader.
Now we go out to Iowa farm country to find some rye that is for sale but scarce. Templeton is the very small town. Templeton Rye is the brand being bottled here. 15 part-time employees fill the bottles, put on the labels, pack the cartons. It's light work, time for laughing and gossip. Virginia Kenobi was one of the first to sign up.
We started when they started bottling and needed help.
And how did you hear about it to begin with?
Well, we found out about it in the church bulletin. That's our local newspaper.
Templeton Rye once was illegal whiskey, high-quality home brew. During Prohibition, the farmers around Templeton, the townspeople of Templeton, had secret stills. Keith Kirchhoff, co-owner of the new legit Templeton Rye, works with the recipe from his grandfather. He's heard about the whiskey making since he was a boy, especially about a certain creek south of town.
If you had a calm morning with atmospheric conditions were perfect, you could see a little stills all the way down that creek. You know, the vapors coming off the stills, and I guess that's when the revenuers should have been there. They could have probably busted them all.
Today's Templeton Rye is labeled Prohibition-era whiskey, and the website brags that it was a trusted name in Chicago, known as the Good Stuff. Supposedly it was Al Capone's favorite. All this could be called a bootleg backstory. And a potential investor once told Keith Kirchhoff, that's got to work.
He says, you got a good product in the bottle, but you got a fantastic story behind this product. And he says, you just can't make these stories up.
As the folks at Templeton like to say, their rye is available legally for the first time in Iowa and 11 other states. A decade ago in this country, you could only find 6 brands of rye whiskey to choose from. Now there are more than 50 on the market. Noah Adams, NPR News.